नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत्। नष्टप्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टिकी। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। So we are reading from Canto 11th, Chapter 1, The Curse Upon the Yadu Dynasty. Text 20. Shutva mogam viprashapam, Rishtva cha mushalam nipa, Vismita bhaya santrasta, Babuvur dwarkaukasa, Shutva mogam viprashapam, Drishtva cha mushalam nipa, Vismita bhaya santrasta, Babuvur dwarkaukasa. Shutva mogam viprashapam, श्रुत्वा मोघं विप्रशापं दृष्ट्वा च मुशलं नृपा विस्मिता संत्रस्ता भूद्वारकौकसः। श्रुत्वा हियरिंग अबाउट अमोघं इनफैलिएबल Viprashapam, the curse of the Brahmanas. Dishtva, seeing, cha, and Kushalam, the club. Nipa, O king. Vismitaha, amazed. Bhaya, with fear. Santrastaha, distraught. Babuhu, they became. Dwarakaukasa, the inhabitants of Dwarka. Translation: O King Parikshit, when the inhabitants of Dwarka heard of the infallible curse of the Brahmanas and saw the club, they were astonished and distraught with fear. Text 21. Tachurnaitva mushalam yaduraja sahuka samudra salile prasyal noham chasya avashishtitam. Translation: after having the club ground to bits, King Ahuka Ugrasena of the Yadus personally threw the pieces along with the remaining lump of iron into the water of the ocean. Purport: King Ugrasena thought Samba and others should not feel any shame or fear, and thus, without even consulting Sri Krishna, he ordered the club ground to bits and thrown into the water. along with a small iron lump that remained, which he considered insignificant. Om Gyanat Mirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupaka Dhamahiyam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yutapad Kamalam Shri Gurum Vaishnavamsya Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sagana Raghunatham Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sagana Lalita Shri Vishakham Vitamsya E Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Upesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vishvanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Panchakalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhyascha Haritanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Hare Krishna. So, I seek the blessings of all the assembled Vaishnavas. So, I'll just speak a little bit about this, the context of the verse. Herein, we see that in this particular chapter, the disappearance of the Yadus, there have been elaborate purports given by Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur and Srila Jiva Goswami. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur mainly focuses upon the lessons which we have to derive, right? That how the Yadus, they became, they were overcome with the pride because of their power. They even began to neglect Krishna, right? So, and not care to consult him like that. So he derives many lessons, Bhaktivinoda Thakur. And Srila Jiva Goswami purports mainly focus upon that actually this is all orchestrated by the Lord. All the associates are eternal associates of the Lord, right? They cannot have any kind of ill feelings towards him. Right? So the whole incident is by the will of the Lord. By the will of the Lord, these associates, you know, behaved in this particular way. Right? So therefore, a very nice balance. Right? So as we understand how, whenever we take lessons from the scriptures, in which especially great personalities are involved, sometimes Lord Brahma's, sometimes mistake is pointed out, or Lord Shiva commits some mistake, etc. Whenever these great personalities seemingly commit mistake, we should take a lesson, as Acharyas point out, but we should not minimize their position, right? We should not have any kind of thinking that, oh, how did they behave like that, etc. Right? So in this episode, the two purports, you know, Bhaktivinoda Thakur and Jiva Goswami, in this way gives a very balanced understanding that although the whole incident was the will of the Lord, but at the same time there are many valuable lessons for all of us to be learned. One here in this particular verse which we are reciting, Shutva Amogham Viprashapam. Right? So the blessings of the Vipras have been considered as here the curse actually, Shittam Bhogam Viprashapam. The curse of the Brahmanas has been described as Amogham. Amogham is infallible. Right? So the blessings of the Brahmanas, the devotees are also infallible, their curse is also infallible. Right? As such. So from the lesson point of view, we see that how the Yadavas, the associates of the Lord, they were overcome with lot of power and pride, and you know, in this way they committed an offense to the Brahmanas, right, from lesson point of view. So, I thought I will discuss a pastime from Chaitanya Charitamrita and Chaitanya Bhagavat, which also demonstrates that how the Lord does not tolerate anyone's false pride. Right? So there is a beautiful pastime of the Lord conquering the greatest conqueror, Keshav Kashmiri, the Digvijay. Right? So in this particular pastime, especially it is highlighted that the Lord does not tolerate the false pride, and he deflates or removes anyone's false pride. And this pastime specifically has been given in quite detail in Chaitanya Bhagavat, and also good amount of details which were left by Vrindavan Das Thakur, they have been supplemented by Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. Right? So therefore this is a very specially very beautiful pastime, also very instructive. Yeah, so we will discuss this pastime from Chaitanya Bhagavat and Chaitanya Charitamrita. So it's mentioned that when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was performing his scholastic pastimes, right, is primarily from the age of 11 to 16, right, he manifested great amount of impotence, right, and he defeated all kind of scholars. But in the very beginning of this chapter, when he wants to describe this, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami says, Sarva Shastre Sarva Pandit Paye Parajay Vinaya Bhangite Karo Dukh Nahi Hai. The Lord defeated all kind of scholars in discourses about all the scriptures. Yet because of his gentle behavior, none of them were unhappy. Right? So although he defeated all kind of scholars, but they would not feel broken hearted, or they would not feel sad about it. Right? Vinaya, because the Lord was very humble and gentle in his demeanor. Vinaya bhangite karo dukha nahi hai. So while the Lord was manifesting the scholarship pastimes, Vrindavan Das Thakur says, at that point of time, the Navdvip was the highest place of learning, not just in India or this planet, but on the entire Jambudvip, right, which is a much greater tract of land, composing of nine varshas, different Bharat Varsha, this planet Earth is one of it. So Navdvip was the highest place of learning for in the entire Jambudvip, it's mentioned. So there was a great Digvijay, the world conqueror scholar. He was specially blessed by Mother Saraswati. So he has been described as Saraswati Var Putra. He was like the son who had been benedicted by Mother Saraswati. Saraswati Var Putra. So he had conquered all directions, and he also knew of Navdvip. Right? So he finally came towards Navdvip with many elephants, horses, right, huge entourage. He came towards Navdvip. So it's been described. Henaka leta tha ek mahadigvijay aila param ahankara yukta hai. So Vrindavan Das Thakur says, a great conqueror came to Navdvip, aila param ahankar yukta hai. He was carrying a lot of false pride, right? So therefore he is not saying a great learned person came. And he said, a great proud scholar came. So his pride was much more than his learning. Right? So Maha Ahankar, carrying a lot of pride with him, a conqueror came to Navdeep. Saraswati Ravar Putra Shuni Sarvajane Pandita Sabara Bada Chinta Haila Mane. So everyone heard that he has been blessed by Saraswati. So all the various pandits of Navdeep, they became greatly worried. Right? It's mentioned that there were many, many great scholars, many, many Bhattacharyas. But when they heard that Nimai Pandit is coming, they left everything, right? But they could only just worry about. There were many Maha Bhattacharyas, but they gave up all kind of karya, it's mentioned. They gave up all kind of work. They practically could not do anything thinking that this great scholar is coming. Right? He has been blessed by Saraswati. How shall we debate with him? The whole reputation of Navdeep would be spoiled. Right? So in this way, they were all greatly worried and they gradually started, you know, planning to leave Navdeep. You know, some relative's marriage is coming. He had already planned a, you know, yatra, etc. Right? In this way, all these scholars, you know, gradually they wanted to just disappear and not be, you know, defamed by this great proud scholar. So it had created a huge, you know, fear and a stir among the residents of Navdeep who were known for their scholarship. So the students of Nimai Pandit also heard and they informed the Lord. So they informed the Lord that this great scholar Digvijay, who has been blessed by Saraswati, is coming. All the scholars one by one are leaving. Should we also plan some yatra? You know? So, Shuni Shishyaganera Machan Gauramani Hasiya Kahite Lagilena Tattvavani. So, when the Lord heard that how this Digvijay, this great proud scholar is coming, the Lord slightly smiled and he began to speak Tattvavani. Tattvavani means the nature of the Absolute Truth. What did the Lord said? Shunabai sab ei kahi tattva katha ahankara nasahena ishvara sarvatha. Lord said, O dear brothers, I speak you the nature of the Absolute Truth. The Supreme Lord never tolerates anyone's false pride. Ahankara nasahena ishvara sarvatha. And then the Lord said, just see, there have been so many world conquerors in the past also. There have been Haihaya, Nahusha, Vena, Ban, Naraka, Ravan. Right? So all these great Digvijays were there. So the Lord says, is there anyone whose false pride was not smashed by the Supreme Lord? Bhujadekh kar garv churna nahi hai. Lord said, Bhuj dekhi kar garv. Please tell me one name of from all the world conquerors previously whose false pride was not flattened by the Supreme Lord. Bhuj dekhi kar garv churna nahi hai. Sarvata ishvara ahankara nahi sai. Again the Lord said, the Supreme Lord never tolerates anyone's false pride. Right? Therefore, all those great conquerors, tell me one of them whose false pride were not smashed by the Supreme Lord. And then the Lord said a very beautiful siddhant. Falavant vrikshayar gunavant jan namrata se taha rasa bhava anukshan. Falavant vrikshayar gunavant jan. Falavant vriksh is the tree laden with fruits. And gunavant jan means a person who has good qualities. It was endowed with good qualities. A tree endowed with fruits and a person endowed with good qualities, it is their nature that they are humble. Namrata se tahara swabhav anukshan. Right? At every point of time, a tree laden with fruits and a person endowed with good qualities, they are always humble. So, so therefore the Lord said that Supreme Lord never tolerates anyone false pride. And soon you will see, at this very place, his false pride will be broken into pieces, the Lord told all his students. Right? So from these words of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we can understand that the one quality that the Supreme Lord hates the most is false pride. And the one quality which Krishna loves the most is humility. So Krishna hates false pride and he really loves humility. So it describes that how the false pride is like a big burden on earth, while humility is like a great ornament on earth. Right? Just like Mahaprabhu tells about Haridas Thakur. Prithvira Haridas Vachila Prithvira Shiromani. Haridas Thakur was like a great crest jewel of the Mother Earth. Right? Because He had this great ornament of humility. So also we understand that any endeavor which is undertaken with the spirit of humility, that is specially blessed by Krishna. And any endeavor which is undertaken with any kind of false pride, you know, that is always smashed by the Lord. So that also we understand how when Advaitacharya wanted to call the Supreme Lord, right, to propagate the Sankirtan movement, so he was thinking, how will I induce Krishna to come, right? So therefore he decided that I'll worship him with purity of my heart and with great humility, he mentioned. Shuddha bhave kariba krishnera aradhan nirantara sadhanya kariba nivedan. Right? So he said, I will worship him nirantara so danya kariba nivedan. In great humility, I will call upon the Supreme Lord, right? Who really responds to the devotee's prayer, especially when endowed with humility. As we said that Krishna really loves humility. He really blesses a person who is, you know, worships him or endeavors to serve him with this quality, humility. Right? Even when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he explains himself the Harir Naam verse, he explains, within the explanation of the Harir Naam verse comes the verse Tanad Bishuni Chena. Right? So the two verses can't be explained separately as such. Right? So therefore we understand that how humility is a quality which specially attracts the Supreme Lord. Right? There's one beautiful definition of humility which Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami gives. Right, which I found to be very profound definition. He says, Nicha Murkha Shudramui Vishayalalas. Before he writes in the beginning of Adi Leela, he is in the chapter 8th where he is begging permission from all the Vaishnavas to write this book, Chaitanya Charitamrita. And he is going around. And all the Vaishnavas are giving the blessings, the Supreme Lord is giving the blessings. So he says, Nicha Murkha Shudramui Vishayalalas. I am Nich, very low, I am foolish, I am very Shudra, I am very fallen, and I am always addicted to sense gratification, Vishayalalas. So someone may say, you are about to write Chaitanya Charitamrita, right? How can you call yourself Nich, Murkh, Shudra? Right? Suppose someone is writing a PhD thesis and in the prefate he said, I am very low, I am fallen, I am uneducated. People will think he's gone crazy, right? He's writing a PhD thesis and calling him Murkh, Nij, Shudra, right? People will not be able to comprehend that what has happened to the author. And he's about to undertake such a huge monumentous task. And saying Nij, Murkh, Shudra, Mui, Vishaya, Lalas. Right? But, so someone will say that, then why are you writing Chaitanya is not in coherence with what you are speaking. You are going to write this beautiful literature. So therefore he says, Vaishnav agya bale kari eteka sahas. I am undertaking this endeavor only by the strength of the instruction of the Vaishnavas. So therefore he completely discounts that I have no qualification absolutely, right? So that as far as my ability is concerned, I have no faith on my ability. But as far as Vaishnava's blessings is concerned, I have full faith that this, because the devotee's desire, their blessings are there, I will be able to undertake and complete this task. We also tend to consider ourselves that we are instrument, right? But somewhere we may think that we are at least good instrument, right? We have very good skills or something, good education, etc. But Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, he discounts all qualification, that I have no qualification absolutely. Whatever I am doing is only, wholly and solely by the blessings of the Vaishnavas. Vaishnava agya bale kari ete ka sahas. So in this way, the Supreme Lord, he himself teaches that humility is very dear to him and he never tolerates anyone's false pride. So therefore, Vrindavanadas Thakur here is describing that here comes the great conqueror, Aila Param Ahankara Yukta Hai. He came with a huge false pride here to Navadvip. So, Vasaila Tare Prabhu Adara Kariya Digvijay Kahe Mane Avagya Kariya. So the Lord actually respected him. It's mentioned actually, Vrindavanadas Thakur provides a few more details that when this scholar, he had come outskirts of Navadvip, the Lord also went and he was sitting on the bank of Ganga with his students. So Vrindavanadas Thakur describes a beautiful scene of Lord sitting along with his students on the bank of Ganga. So the first, before the Digvijay could meet, it's mentioned the Lord went to the bank of Ganges with his students and he sprinkled Ganges water on his head and offered obeisances to Ganges. Ganga jala sparsha kari ganga namaskari vasilena shishya sange gauranga shri hari. So touched Ganges water, offered obeisances and sat down on the banks of Ganga. Aneka mandali hai sarva shishyagan vasilena chaturdike parama shobhan. So the Lord sat in the middle and all the students were surrounding him and Vrindavanadas Thakur says it was parama shobhan. It was very beautiful scene. The Lord is sitting along with his students. So while the Lord is narrating various, he is talking of dharma katha, shastra katha, etc. to the students. In the back of the mind, the Lord is thinking, how will I defeat this Digvijay? How will I conquer this Digvijay? At the back of the mind. Right? So what does that mean? It doesn't mean that the Lord was thinking, what question I will ask, or which question he will ask me, which verse I will quote, right? etc. Right? How will the discussion go? Not like that. How will I defeat him? The Lord was thinking, how will I defeat him so that his false pride goes away, but his heart is not broken. Right? He is not defamed, he is not humiliated. So that was what the Lord was thinking. Right? So the Lord thought in his mind, Sabha madhya jay yadi kariye ihare, mritya tulla hai veka samsara bhitare. Said, if I, in a big assembly, if I defeat him, right, if we call an official debate and all the Navadvip Vasis are coming and here Digvijay is coming, right, so if I defeat him in a pandal program or something, you know, then mritya tulla hai veka samsara bhitare, he actually won't be able to live. Right? He will be defeated and he will actually commit suicide. Right? Therefore, the Lord thought within himself, Dukhana pai ve vipra garbha hai, Dukhana pai ve vipra garbha hai beshai, viralese kari mana Digvijay jai. So therefore, he should not feel too much hurt, but same time his pride should also be defeated. Therefore, I will, in this way, I will defeat this Digvijay in a private place, right? Not in a big assembly. So we see how, you know, the Lord Himself is teaching that any time we have to correct somebody, give a feedback, you should never be given publicly, right? But a person may be modified or discouraged. While we want to glorify, that actually should be done publicly, you know. Or in one sense, there are a number of people, we can glorify a person to encourage him. So the Lord, in this way, he is, just imagine, he is at the back of the mind contemplating all these things. Right? He is considering. Right? So we see how the Lord is demonstrating amazing sensitivity. Right? Even in dealing with a very proud scholar. Not that he is a... So how much more sensitivity has to be shown or considered in dealing with the Vaishnavas, right? If this proud scholar, the Lord is contemplating the back of the mind, how will I defeat him? Not publicly, right? In a private place, not to hurt him, but to remove his false pride, right? In this way, the Lord demonstrates amazing amount of sensitivity over here. Shishya sanghe ganga tire achena ishwar Ananta Brahmanda Rupa Sarva Manohar. Again, Vrindavanadas Thakur is giving us Siddhant, but again, looking at the Lord, he is glorifying him. The Lord is sitting with this on the bank of Ganga. It's a very beautiful evening. And Ananta Brahmanda Rupa Sarva Manohar, the Lord of the innumerable universes, is sitting and is looking so attractive. He is stealing everyone's mind. It is Sarva Manohar. Not just that, when the Keshav Kashmiri he saw the Lord from a distance, he also was gazing for a long time. Right? Sarva Manohar. Even the Keshav Kashmiri was attracted towards the beauty of the Lord. Right? So, but however, after some time, he came forward, right, to meet the Lord. And the Lord received him with great honor actually. With great respect, the Lord received him in the assembly. Tane dekhi Prabhu kishu ishata hasiya vasiteva lila ati adar kariya. So the Lord smiled on seeing the Keshav Kashmiri and offered him a seat with great respect, ati adar kariya. So although the Digvijay, he had conquered everyone, he was very confident that he will defeat. Right? He considered him to be just a boy. Right? And when he was respected, the Digvijay didn't offer much respect. He just kind of, fine, okay, you know, I have been respected by so many people, etc. He just took his seat, and showing arrogance. However, when he came in front of the Lord, he sat down, right, to debate. It said that although he was very brave, he was very confident, but he felt certain, a feeling of, you know, being frightened in front of the Lord. Right? Parama nishanka sai digvijay ar tabu prabhu dekhila sadhvasva haila tar. So when he saw the Lord, when he sat down to being his opponent, suddenly there was a feeling of, you know, being frightened, some kind of apprehension came within his heart. Right? So he said, because the Supreme Lord is sitting, who is actually the master of Mother Saraswati, so therefore, who will not be, you know, in this way, frightened on seeing or sitting in opposite to the Lord? Right? So therefore, here also we can see that those who are proud when they come in vicinity with the Supreme Lord or the pure devotees, they got a feeling of that they are frightened a bit, you know, because of the false pride. And those who have humility, when they come in vicinity with the Lord or the pure devotees, they are enlightened. Right? So the false pride cause, you know, makes a person frightened. The humility makes a person enlightened. Right? So these two contrasts we can see. Right? So although very confident, he was frightened by coming in vicinity of the Supreme Lord. So the Keshava Kashmiri spoke to Nimaya Pandit. Vyakarana Padaha Nimaya Pandit Tomar Naam Balyashastre loke tomar kahe gunagram. He said, oh, so you teach Vyakaran and your name is Nimaya Pandit. Right? Balyashastra, I heard your teachers, you teach beginner's grammar. Right? So like that, he came and said, you know, I heard your primary school teacher. By the way, I am Professor Keshav Kashmiri. Right? So like that, you know, he kind of teaching children, etc. Right? And I heard all the children are very expert in arguments and debate, I have heard. And in this way, he kind of neglectfully spoke to the Lord. And the Lord responded, right? Although he was showing arrogance, but the Lord responded with humility. Prabhu kahe vyakaran padai abhiman kari, shishya te na bujhe ami bujaite nari. So he said, yes, I teach Vyakaran. I also have the same impression that I am a teacher of Vyakaran. But I am telling you the fact that the students can't understand what I teach, and I also can't make them understand. Shishya tena bujhe, ami bujai tena pari. So the Lord also took a very humble position and said, yes, you are a great scholar. Even I can't teach even children properly. Kaha tumi sarva shastre kavitve praveen, kaha ami sabe shishu paduva naveen. Said, you are a great scholar in all sort of scriptures, very much experience in composing poetry. I am only a boy, a new student, nothing more. And then the Lord said, Tomara kavitva kichu shunite hai man, kripa kari kara yadi gangara vannan. Lord said, we want to hear your great poetry. Please describe the glories of Mother Ganga. Gangara mahima kichu karaha pathan, shuniyasa bara hau papa vimochan. The Lord said, please recite the glories of Mother Ganga. By hearing these glories, one sinful reaction will be cleansed away. Right? So therefore, please recite the glories of Mother Ganga. Shuniya brahma nagarve vannite lagila, gati ekashata shloka gangara vannila. So then the Keshav Kashmiri began to, and with great pride, he began to speak the glories of Mother Ganga. And within 1 hour, he composed 100 verses, all fresh, right? He had not memorized previously. Right? Immediately composed 100 verses glorifying Mother Ganges. Right? It's actually mentioned about Keshav Kashmiri that all the scriptures resided on the tip of his tongue. He could quote any verse from any scriptures just immediately. Right? All scripture resided on the tip of his tongue. Right? Like we may memorize some verses and we want to quote, we have to ask, what is the first line? What is the first one? Right? But he never had to ask anyone, how does the verse begins? He could just recite, quote any verse immediately. All scriptures resided on the tip of his tongue. So therefore, 100 verses Keshav Kashmiri quoted, composed and recited immediately within 1 hour's time. And the Lord said, Tumara kavita shloka bujite kara shakti, tumi bhala jana artha kimva saraswati. The Lord said, who can understand all these great verses? Only you can understand, and your goddess Saraswati can understand. Right? So Prabhupada points out that there is a sarcasm over here. And if someone says, what a great class, no one could understand your class. Right? So there is a sarcasm also over there. Right? If someone says, what a great class, everyone had a good sleep. Right? So in this way, you know, sometime, so the Lord is also kind of having a sarcasm over here. And there is a sarcasm on Keshav Kashmiri, also on Mother Saraswati. So Prabhupada says, because he is a Lord of Mother Saraswati, he has a right, he can talk about sarcastically about Mother Saraswati also. Your composition can only be understood by you or your mother. No one else can understand your composition. Right? So in this way, the Lord kind of, with some, you know, little fun, and then the Lord said, Ek shloke ra artha yadi kar nija mukhe, shuni sab lok tabe paiba bada sukhe. If you can explain one of the verses, then we all will be greatly happy by hearing your explanation. And the Digvijaya said, please tell which shloka you want me to explain. So the Lord said, please explain 41st verse. Mahatvam Gangaya Satatam Idamabhati Nitaram Yadeshashi Vishnuscharana Kamalutpatti Subhaga Dhitiya Shri Lakshmir Ivasur Narayar Chacharana Bhavani Bharaturiya Shirasi Vivabhatyadbhuta Guna. So the Lord recited this verse starting with Mahatvam Gangaya Satatam Idamabhati Nitaram. Lord recited this verse and Lord said, please explain this shloka. ऐ श्लोके रा अर्थ कर प्रभु यदि बैला विस्मित हैया दिग्विजय प्रभु रे पूछिला. He said, I will answer later. First, I have one question. Right? He was astonished. झाझावाद प्राय आमी श्लोक पढ़िला तार मध्य श्लोक तुमी कैचे कंठे कैला. I recited the verse like झाझावाद means like the raging wind. Right? You heard this verse very carefully, memorized it, reproduced it also. Right? How could it be possible? Right? So he was surprised beyond. It was like a shock to him. How did the Lord's answer very beautifully? He says, Prabhu kahe deve ravare tumi kavivar, aiche deve ravare keho hai shruti dhar. You have been blessed by the Lord to be such a great kavi. Someone else can be blessed by him, by the Lord, to become a Shrutidhar, to hear once and memorize. So Lord doesn't say that I have been blessed. Right? He makes a generic statement. Otherwise, like if someone says I have been blessed by, you know, to do this, it looks a little arrogant actually. But the Lord, he says, you have been blessed, and someone else can be blessed by the same Lord to become a great Shrutidhar or to become a Shrutidhar. Right? Even Prahlad Maharaj also, you know, when his father inquired, on whose strength you have become so fearless, so impudent? Right? Prahlad Maharaj has also said, Na kevalam me bhavatascha rajan sarve balam badinam cha parisham. Not just me, my father, you have become so powerful and ruling over all the demigods by his strength only. Right? So Hiranyakashipu, that point of, I could have asked, but I have been given power by Brahma. How you say Vishnu? Right? So then Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami had described, Se Govinda Bhajiyami Seha Murapati Tahara Prasade Murahai Shrishti Shakti. So Lord Brahma, he himself admits that I worship that Govinda and by his mercy alone I have all the powers. Right? So in this way, Prahlad Maharaj gives a similar reference that anyone who has any amount of power, scholarship, right, any ability, Prabhupada quotes in the verse, Yajad vibhuti mat sattvam srimad urjitam evava tattat eva vagachattvam mam tejo amsha sambhava. So anyone has any, if there is any extraordinary manifestation of special power, that is to be understood by the grace of the Lord. So in this way the Lord, Keshav Goswami was satisfied with this answer of the Lord. And then he began to explain. He explained the verse. Mahatvam Gangaya Satatam Idam Vibhati Nitaram. So, Shlokera Artha Kaila Vipra Paiya Santosh Prabhu Kahe Kaha Shlokera Kiva Guna Dosh. He became very satisfied. I have explained the verse nicely. Lord said, now please analyze its good quality and its faults. It was like a second shock to the Vipra. Right? First the Lord reproduced the verse. He was astonished. The Lord said, now will you please explain the good qualities and the faults of this verse? But I said, faults? There's only good qualities. There is no fault. Right? There is no fault in my composition. But there are many good qualities of upma, alankar, anupras, etc. Again the Lord said, if you do not become angry, the Lord see the sensitivity and the respect and the humility the Lord is dealing with. Lord is saying, if you, my sir, may I say something, if you do not become angry, please explain the good qualities and the faults. Again the Lord repeats the same thing. Second time, please explain the good qualities and also the faults. So the poet again replies that there are no faults, but there are many good qualities. What I have said is like the Vedera Sar, it's like the essence of the Vedas. And then the Keshav Kashmiri challenged the Lord that do you only teach Vyakaran? Right? How can you analyze this verse? How can you talk of its fault? And Prabhupada says, yes, this argument has some basis in fact. Only a medical man can talk about medical man. Right? It's not that everyone becomes a medical man. Right? Just like sometime we also discuss many topics which we may not have expertise in, but we like to comment, etc. But unless one has, you know, the qualification, you should not just comment about anything and everything. Right? So therefore the Lord Prabhupada says, yes, only a medical man should speak about medicine. You know, it's not that anyone can become Ayurvedic doctor, right? So like that. So in this way, the Prabhupada says this argument has a basis, in fact. So Keshav Kashmiri challenges, how can you talk about, you know, how can you analyze this word, this verse critically? The Lord said, yes, you know, I am not very qualified, therefore I am asking you only to analyze. Prabhu kahe na at eva puchhiye tomare, vichariya guna dosha bujaha amare. Therefore, because I am not very qualified, I am asking you to analyze the good qualities and faults. Right? And then the Lord says, again something which Prabhupada appreciates, nahi padi alankara kariyachi shravan, tate ei shloka dekhi bahu dosha gun. I said, although I have not read alankars and poetry, etc., but kariyachi shravan, I have heard from the learned scholars. Right? Therefore, I can see many good qualities and faults. So Prabhupada said in the purport, the statement kariyachi shravan is important in the sense that hearing is more important than directly studying or perceiving. So then the poet said, oh, alright, tell me what are the good qualities and the faults you see in my verse. Right? So the Lord again said, if you don't become angry, then I may speak something. Right? And then the Lord pointed out, first he points out five defects in the verse. Right? There were five technical defects in the composition. Right? We'll not go into the defects. So then the Lord points out five defects technically, that the word is imperfectly composed. And hearing that, the scholar wanted to reply and say something in return, but he could not. Right? He became stunned. Right? Nothing came. His intelligence was jeopardized. He could not say anything. And the Lord said, you know, although there may be many ornaments in a verse, but if there is one fault, then the entire verse is to be nullified. And the Lord said, just like there may be a very beautiful body, but if there is one spot of leprosy, the body, then the entire body, it becomes abominable. Right? We also see if there is a spotless white sheet, there is a blue ink, right, spot over there, you know, then people don't see the whole white sheet. That becomes prominent. The whole beauty is spoiled. So in this way, Lord said, although there are many good qualities, but these faults have actually spoiled the whole verse. Right? And by the way, then the Lord also points out the five good qualities in the verse. When he does that, Keshav Kashmiri could not reply at all. Right? However, he was actually astonished, and then he asked the Lord, how could you analyze this verse so critically? I am surprised, he asked the Lord. And he was thinking in the back of the mind that it must be Mother Saraswati who has spoken through his mouth. I must have committed some offense to Mother Saraswati. She has defeated me just through merely this boy. So then he asked the Lord, how is it you could analyze this verse critically? And the Lord said, Iha shuni mahaprabhu ata badarangi, taha rari daye jani kahe kari bhangi. The Lord is also very funny in nature. He, understanding his feeling, the Lord said, I just spoke whatever Mother Saraswati inspired me to speak. And and he said it was confirmed. The scholar said, it's confirmed now that Mother Saraswati has defeated me. You know, today I will go and worship her. I will meditate. I will ask her why she has humiliated me, that through merely through a small boy. Right? So in this way, he went back. Right? So he said that before he would go, you know, when he was defeated, all the students wanted to have a good laugh. You know, Mahaprabhu was also funny, and the students also wanted to have some fun. You know, naturally students like to have some fun. So all the students, they wanted to make fun of him, they wanted to laugh at him. Digvijay yadi parajay praveshila shishyagana hasi bare udyatah ila. Right? They naturally would like to laugh. Udyatah ila hasi bar, to laugh. However, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, sabare prabhu kari lena nivaran viprapati bali lena madura vachan. And the Lord asked them not to laugh at all. And the Lord himself began to speak very sweetly to the scholar, Keshava Kashmiri. What did the Lord say? You are such a great scholar, you are a great pandit. Right? And you can compose such fine, beautiful poetry. Tomara kavitvayena ganga jaladhar, toma sam kavi kotha nahi dekhi yaar. Your poetry is like the Mother Ganga, the flow of Mother Ganga. I have not seen any poet like you. And then the Lord said that actually there are faults in the composition of many great poets. Bhavabhuti, Jayadev, R. Kalidas, Tasabara Kavitve Ache Doshera Prakash. Even the great poets who have composed poetry, if we critically analyze, we'll find there are faults in their composition also. However, we neglect those faults and we accept the greatness of the poetry based upon the merit of its subject. Right? And Prabhupada quotes verse from the Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, fifth chapter, Tadvag Visargo Janataga Viplavo, Ismin Prati Shlokam Abhadvate Api, Namane Nantasya Ishon Kitani Yat Shinvanti Gayanti Gananti Sadhava. So the Lord said, there may be faults, but never mind. We have to accept the greatness of our poetry based upon the merit of his subject. And in this way the Lord glorifies him. And what does the Lord says? So here in first we can see that how, you know, the Lord is a great scholar, Nimaya Pandit, whatever he establishes, no one can contradict. Right? First he said, whole poetry has been spoiled by the faults. Right? So he established that there is poetry is no good use. Now when the scholar became humble, Lord is saying, actually, faults may be there, you know, but never mind, poetry is still great. Because of its merit and on the basis of Bhagavatam, the Lord established your poetry so great. Right? So whatever is established by the Lord, no one can contradict. Right? He is the great Nimaya Pandit. He has this ability to establish. Right? So therefore, the Lord established the opposite of what he first refuted, and then he established his poem to be great after he has become humble. So then finally, the Lord says, with extreme sensitivity, with extreme humility of the heart. Shashava chapalya kichu nalabeya mar, shishya rasamana mui nahana tomar. The Lord said, you please do not take my impudence very seriously. I am not even at the level of your disciple. Can you imagine? Just after defeating the great scholar, you know, no one can actually fake like this. Right? It has to only such a word. While all his students are there, right, all the students of Mahaprabhu are sitting, everyone has seen that he has been, you know, Keshav Kashmiri has been conquered. The Lord is saying, do not take my impudence very seriously. I am not even fit to be your disciple. Shishira samanamu inahana tomar. So therefore, and then the Lord asked him, glorified his poetry, and asked him that you go home, take rest. We'll again meet, and tomorrow I would like to hear more from you. There is not such a great poet as you. Right? And the Lord sent him home. And he went home and he meditated on Mother Saraswati. Mother Saraswati appeared and told, actually, you have been defeated. That is your great fortune. You have been chanting my mantra, and that you became a Digvijay was not the true result of that mantra. That today you have been defeated by the Lord. Today you have seen my Lord in person, that is the real result of chanting the mantra for all these years. Right? So the Mother Saraswati told you, go immediately, take shelter of him. right, surrendered to him. In this way, Mother Saraswati counseled Keshav Kashmiri, right? And Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami says, Bhagyavant Digvijayi Safala Jivan Vidya Bale Paila Mahabrabhura Charan. And then he went and surrendered to the Lord, right? And therefore this great scholar, he is very fortunate because he attained finally the shelter of lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So we see herein that actually the Lord, he didn't defeat Keshav Kashmiri, right? He actually conquered him. We can make a distinction between the two words. Defeating would imply that his heart would be broken, right? But actually he conquered him, that he conquered his heart. He could elevate him, right? If he would have simply defeated him, then he would not actually progress in his life. It would be more demoralizing, right? So therefore, more than scholarship, actually, the Lord exhibited humility in this pastime. Because by scholarship, you know, in one sense, he exhibited scholarship, surely, pointed out good qualities and fault, but more than that, he exhibited humility. Right? So with scholarship, one can defeat a person, but it is very difficult to conquer the person's heart and elevate him. Right? That is only possible with the humility. Right? So therefore, the Lord shows his ocean of humility, right? As in the beginning, the Lord told that Supreme Lord doesn't tolerate anyone false pride, right? So, and especially the Lord loves humility, we understand. So therefore we see that how the Lord not just speaks, but he exhibits this humility in this pastime, much more than scholarship. Right? As his Radha Shyam Prabhu was sharing yesterday, he was saying that we should not just present the truth, we should represent the truth. Right? So the Lord not just speaks of humility, but he doesn't present the humility, but also he represents the humility in all his pastimes, and thus inspires us, right, and teaches us that we can also follow in his footsteps, right, the Lord. So Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami, he concludes his pastime by saying, Chaitanya Gosaira Leela Amritera Dhar Sarvendriya Tripta Hai Shravane Yahar. The pastime of the Supreme Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they are like the flow of nectar, right? The constant shower of nectar. All one's senses will be completely satisfied by hearing this pastime. So we can just recite this verse once or twice and then we will end the class. Chaitanya Gosaira Leela Amritera Dhar Sarvendriya Tripta Hai Shravane Yahar. Chaitanya Gosaira Leela Amritera Dhar Sarvendriya Tripta Hai Shravane Yahar. Last once again, last third recitation. Chaitanya Gosaira Leela Amritera Sar Sarvendriya Tripta Hai Shravane Yahar. So in this way, all one's senses are completely nourished by hearing about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And we owe unlimited gratitude to Srila Prabhupada, who has given us this beautiful translation purport of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, where we can understand about the teachings of Mahaprabhu through him. And thus we owe unlimited gratitude to Srila Prabhupada. जय श्री गौरंग महाप्रभु की जय श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय निताय गौर प्रेमानंद हरे कृष्ण